Tornado of talent. First of all, how many people out there have actually been to Camp Winter Rainbow? Pretty loud enough. Okay, how many people have been in jail with me? No, make some noise if you've been in jail with me. And we're just doing that. Let's keep on doing that. To stop the war. I work a lot. I was I like Move On. I like not in Our Name. The thing is to keep on keeping on. Neil Young has made this amazing album. Let's impeach the president for lying, and so it goes. Anyhow, we're here for Save a Foundation. We're here for my children's Camp Winter Rainbow. I'm going to urge you to eat lots of Ben and Jerry product, because every bit of what you contribute for your ice cream geese will go to grease the way for an economically challenged child to attend circus and performing arts camp. And you too. We actually still do 1 week for grown-ups. It's never too late to have a happy child. So winterrainbow.org. I'm wavinggravy.net. I'm so not cyber, but I want to be. People are dragging me kicking and screaming into the cyber revolution. And most of my friends are very cyber-fied. My son is a cyber whiz and maintains my website, webbinggravy.net. I would be .com, but some guy in Florida nabbed it. Hey, webbinggravy, just be my best friend. I'll share my website with you. I told him what he could do with a chicken. Just fry it up. There's lots of things you can do with a chicken, many of which could be happening tonight before your very eyes on this very stage. children, avert your eyes. Okay. Hey, how about the people? Tom Edison, there's bulbs up there. Aren't they fantastic? I might have those monitors and stuff, I assume, is ultrasounded. Is that, am I correct? Yes, I am. And what about all the roadies that do all the stuff that, and my stage manager, from the continent of Australia, Mr. Nigel. For some of the most amazing singing and guitar playing that you'll ever witness, two wonderful friends of mine make welcome Ms. Linda Tillery and Nina Germer!
How y'all doing out there? To be here, not just here, but to be in general. Yeah. How many people here were alive in 1965? Where is your Can you remember what you were doing at 65? Was it good? Something good. Something that they used to bury in the ground and take it out and light it up. Those are the days when they used to burn our lawns. What were those papers called? Zigzag.
Yeah.
They still are, aren't they?
Yeah. They are.
All right, we're going to start off with a song written by Huddy Ledbetter, and again, in case you don't know, this is Nina Gerber on guitar. I'm Linda Tillery. Both from Oakland, Oakland, Richmond. Yeah, Old Town. And we're going to do a little blues that sounds just like this. Easy rider, see what you done. Easy rider. good night tonight. Yeah. You know, back in the day, I used to sing with a band from Berkeley called Loading Zone. Way back in the 60s and 70s. And we used to play across the street at the park, and it's when I first met Wavy and Bob Barsotti and a lot of people who are here tonight. And we opened for a band at the Fillmore about 30 years ago. It was called Cream. The bass player in that band wrote a song I absolutely love, and it's apropos today. And I want to send this song out to a guy named George. Thank you. this is a song written by one of the Beatles and written by John. And you know the words to this probably. And you're welcome to sing along if you'd like. Again, these songs are timeless. Never go out of fashion. People just recycle the same stupid shit over and over again, year after year. They're really sticking it to us right now. So if you think that $3.50 for a gallon of gas is a little high, you better say something about it. Say something about it. And don't say it to each other. Everything's political, my dear. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. No greed or hunger, and no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. Nothing to kill or die for. The fellowship of woman and man. Imagine all.
Get in your box, go Kate Wolf and Google, and she will pop before your eyes. She was my very best friend, and Nina learned guitar so she could play with Kate Wolf. And play she did. And the very last piece that she did was Kate sang this song for my 50th birthday in the hospital, and then Nina put the pedal steel on the end of it, and that's on an album called The Wind Blows Wild.
That's me.
And my first fish, Mr. Kilgore Trout, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who are not easily fooled, this is Kilgore Trout number 3. Kilgore Trout number 1 got too vile and disgusting to take out in public, and also signed by so many great artists, including Willie Nelson, I remember, by the Eyeball, is the first signature, and all the way to Emmy Lou Harris on the tail, and Kurt Vonnegut was in town. I had to go out of town. I left my foot thick. Thanks, mouth. Fish, everybody, rubber baby buggy bumpers. That'll do. And Kurt was really nice. Kurt Vonnegut drew his profile on the side of my fish, and I came back, and everybody that was heading towards Cody's. And what I was going to say, I got so impassioned, is I think that us Berkeleyites ought to get together and see if we can save Cody's books. It's not exactly a gray whale, but keep chatting, says my, hey, you know, I wanted to have, when Jerry was alive, and he still lives every time I play, Jerry Garcia, on my device, and Jerry pops into my ear, like Jean-Louis Borges says, every time you say a line of William Shakespeare, you become William Shakespeare, and every time I listen to the Grateful Dead, I got Jerry, I got Brent, they're all there for me. So, Jerry and I had this conversation about doing this benefit for the Aborigines at Ayers Rock, which is an enormous rock. It's one rock that's miles big and stuff, and we could do the world's largest rock concert with one band. One of my favorite guitar players on planet Earth. I remember doing a gig with him and Jackson Browne at Jones Beach, and the lightning is flashing and the thunder, and he's running around doing a perfect James Stewart imitation, screaming, "The rain is good for the guitars." I'm talking about David Lindley.
How's everybody doing?
Woo!
for meat buns. I bought a double wide on the Tamiami Trail. I parked it right outside the reservation, 15 minutes from the Collier County Jail. And the SEC is far behind. I found in the swamps with the gators and flamingos. A long way from Lichtenstein. I'm a duck bomb kingpin, Seminole Bingo. I'm a duck bomb kingpin, Seminole Bingo. Chopper's to touchdown. from the Santa Ana's. Man, that dry brush would light. Billy Devon got burned up in his own campfire one winter's night. We buried his body in the white stone high up along the ridge. Me and the brothers under the bridge. In another town, in the street light, the wrong end of someone's knife. I ain't looking for trouble. I ain't got none to give. Me and the brother. Shipped home back in '72. You were just a beautiful light in your mom's dark eyes of blue. We stood down on the tarmac. I was just a kid. Veterans Day, I sat in the stands in my dress blues. I held your mother's hand as they passed me the red, white, and blue. 1 minute you're right there, then something slips.
Inspired by the passing. Thank you.
marches on. Time stands still, time on my hands, time to kill. Blood on my hands, and my hands in the till. Down at the 7-Eleven, a gentle rain falls on me. All life folds back into the sea. We contemplate eternity beneath the vast indifference of heaven. The past seems realer than the present to me now. I've got memories to last me. When the sky is gray like it is today, I remember the time.
Sounds like
Spiberger
live at this.
Baplurm.
Baplurm? I don't know that. Spiberbab?
want to ask a question. Please answer if you can. If any of you should condemn me, where the soul of a man, where the soul of a man. Want somebody tell me, answer if you can. And won't somebody tell me, where the soul of a man.
folly lies in the hearts of clowns. Yes? Knock, knock. Hello, hello. They're knocking inside. They're knocking inside. Is it time to burst? The things I do for love. These are the clown conspiracy, also clown without voice. That's not the only thing they need to bring to trouble spots in the world is doctors. They also need clowns. Or they need, you know, my bread, but they also need roses. Ooh, I just had a flash of my good friend, Mimi Farinha. I heard somebody go, make a laugh. And Mimi goes on as Bread and Roses goes on. And also disappearing into a blast of light is my dear friend Ramrod, who just went into light. Wherever we are. Amen. Hey, women, yes. Yes. And it's true, we miss our friends, but I also am very interested in the mystery. Patrick Henry's second choice. I look at death as a get out of jail free card with bad press. I am having, oh God, it was so wonderful to hear wonderful Warren Zevon song. Warren! His life was here. Warren, when asked by David Letterman, and do you have any advice to us, Warren, now that you're about to check out, Warren says, enjoy every sandwich. Remember, folks, you are not what you eat, as Daryl Enriquez so aptly put it, you are what you don't get. Or, poof, as we say at Camp Winter Rainbow. Children, and where's your cure? If you notice, the trout was totally covered with backstage passes. And these passes were sewn onto my fit by the surgery class at the University of California. Dick Litwin, he's a wonderful doc who's gone to Nepal and done cataract surgeries for Saber. His son-in-law teaches surgery. I gave this pile of backstage patches and a fish. Is that? Voila! Give me a G!
G!
Give me an Ilium!
Ilium!
What's that spell?
Ilium!
I'm talking about Gillian Wilson, David Rawlings, Nick Wilson!
When he calls me, I will be able to meet my family at God's table, and I'll meet my mother, my father, my sister, so blessed Savior, make me willing, walk beside me until I'm with them. Be my mother, my father, my sister, my I am an orphan girl. wore my rhinestones to try to make up for it.
Oh my God.
down and bum you out a little.
That's what we do.
I've been so happy and full of rainbows all day, I just don't hardly know what to do. Walking I knew all the words to that song. that is no hillbilly song.
Thank you.
for folks who are new to Ms. Welsh, we're expecting a new album. I'm if I had my bunny suit, I could be a Gillian Welsh ribbon. I mean, I didn't bring my bunny suit tonight. Some of you will be really disappointed. Always with the bunny suit, I have a human foot for luck on a chain. And the whoopee cushion is a brand new addition to repertoire. Okay, you like it? You like to make a little whoopee? This is called the funny mantra. Let me and everybody do the funny mantra one time. No, one more. Use your whole face. On my 50th birthday, we had... How many of you were here for number 50, right? For those of you who weren't born yet, or for those of you who happened to miss it because it was a very sold-out show, all the programs were printed up on paper bags that just fit over your head. And I sang this song called Harpo's Ladder. And it goes, we are climbing Harpo's Ladder. just in our right hand, full of yellow chickens. This I just got for my birthday. I have two more exactly like it, so I'll be able to double a few of them. I learned to do that in Camp Winter Rainbow. Chuckle chickens. Okay, who knows what's invisible and smells like carrots? Bunny farts is correct. And what happens when you pour boiling water down a rabbit hole? What do you get? Hot cross bunnies. So, in fact, my bunny name is Hot Cross Bunny. People call me HC. And, I don't know how. I did, it's a wavy leg. And I don't get a cent for that. Those lay people. They should fill me with rooms full of cash. I'd know what to do with it. I give it to the Sabre Foundation. Do you know that every seat in the audience is equivalent to a cataract operation in what we're talking about? Everyone is responsible for somebody in India, Nepal, Cambodia, Tanzania, Tibet, none of them bumping into shit because of you. So give yourself a round. A round of applause for a quick I once slipped a whoopee cushion under the seat of Muktananda. For those of you not mystical guru, he was a mystical dude of some repute, and he enjoyed sitting on the whoopee cushion, but his minions went batshit. They were going to kill me. Just like Dennis Banks when I stuck the arrow through my head, but they got over it. Okay, Olive's brother is prepared. It's Popeye's girlfriend. Popeye's girlfriend's brother. He's from Tennessee. And he's one of my favorite artists. You're gonna also catch him at the Cake Wolf Festival this year. Of course, I am talking about Steve Earle!
song about heroes. And it's about my heroes. But then again, it's my fucking song. And it's not like all my heroes, or who I think your heroes should be. It's just some of my heroes. There's a lot more people that could be in this song if it was long enough. Joan Baez could have been in this song, but she's not. She's my hero because she sang Joe Hill at Woodstock. Her husband, he couldn't do that that day because he was locked up for no other reason than they couldn't make him kill anybody and they couldn't shut him up. So she gave him a voice in front of 400,000 people. Wavy Gravy and Larry Brilliant could be on this song, that's for sure. Because when a lot of the rest of us started having kids named Dylan and Chelsea and Volvos, they kept walking their talk. They've been doing it every day. The Save It thing is it's a concept that's might be considered to be un-American, the idea of service, the idea that you should be looking for anything that you can do for anyone around you that needs a little hand. Very subversive idea in our society. Could use Woody right now. I don't know what he'd think if he was here. But I've always believed that, yeah, I believe that music can change the world. Don't remember that war not being on television, and before it was over with, I was old enough to be drafted. And people say that this war that we're involved in right now isn't anything like Vietnam, but it's starting to feel awfully similar to me.
Republicans Systems. And in the back, your pilot for the next 10 minutes is the wonderful Rebecca Moore from Google. And we Jennifer Austin and Google engineers and Sun Technology working overtime to bring you something that has never been done before, never been tried before, therefore has a very high probability of error. Now this got started because Wavy asked me to introduce him, and that's impossible. So what I thought I would do is, through the courtesy of Google Earth and a spaceship, we're going to take you on a magical mystery tour that even the buses were inadequate to show you. Wavy, Wavy Gravy, this is your life on planet Earth. Dizzy, but we're going to show you things you've never seen before. Wavy Gravy and Jennifer! And then the Gaslight Cafe, where Bob Dylan typed Hard Rain's Gonna Fall on Wavy Gravy's typewriter. And then flying around the world, we're going to go to the place they were married. And keeping along on this magical mystery tour, where the hog farm began in Sunland, California. And look at that foxy lady in the front. She's here tonight. And now, something that no one ever seen before, and Wavy didn't want you to see. If we could cue the video, please, we'll show you Wavy Gravy acting in a B minus, 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 minus movie.
Nixon was planning to use nuclear weapons in the Vietnam War, and he stopped. Because Wavy and all of us were there, then we may have to go back, I think, again. So just keep that in mind.
will go from the Vietnam March to Stonehenge, the beginning of a hippie bus trek across Asia. Now we begin in Glastonbury, a trip that takes us all through Asia, through Iran, Afghanistan, over the Khyber Pass to Nepal. We're going to take you along with us the entire route, starting with Glastonbury tour. Summer solstice. Moving to Ankara, Turkey. Mount Ararat, where all of us on the buses, two buses, 40 people, all hippies, took us over a year. Through Tehran, Herat, remember Herat waving? There they are. To Kandahar, places that our kids can't go anymore, and it's heartbreaking for us.
Oh, put out that cigarette.
And then one picture for the Khyber Pass for us. That's our bus. From the Khyber Pass. Kathmandu. And Wavy, this is Wavy throwing the I Ching. This is the skinny Wavy when he weighed slightly less than 100 pounds. Then we drove the first bus to Pokhara. And from Pokhara, we trekked, and I want you to watch this, we trekked to Taropani, and then from Taropani, through the mountains, along the Kali Gandaki, come along for a ride now, watch your head. Duck, you gotta miss that glacier on the left, and we go through Marfa. And this is really the beginning of Seva, because Wavy and John Geerage and I were treated so well on this trek that we pledged that ever, if our life's fortune allowed us to, we wanted to give something back to the people who were so kind to us when we as young people went to Asia. Remember Wavy? Quite a ride. Somebody said that. And then we went from Nepal. We're just showing you highlights of Wavy's life. You know, the full. This is something new. This is not a biography. This is a terography of Wavy's life. Now we're going to come back to this continent, and we're going to do something really quite wonderful, because here is Jordan, born as Howdy Do Good Tomahawk Truck Stop Gravy at that truck stop. And then we still have a few attempts at Hollywood. And all the way back to Camp Winter Rainbow. Do we have a couple of campers here in the audience? That's a big camper. Even the fish goes to camp. And then Wavy, you and I took a little trek over to Joshua Tree, remember? Thank you. We changed it a little bit, though. It was dark at Joshua Tree that night. And then Wavy, on behalf of Seva, went back after 20 years of raising money for the blind in Nepal. Wavy went back to Kathmandu. He found Kathmandu changed. They found Wavy changed. And of course, every year we keep coming back to one place, which is a very sacred spot. How many of you have been here more than four times for Seva? How many more than 10 times for Seva? This is home. But this is really home for Wavy. And you're probably all invited over there for dinner tonight. Yeah, we put him in that house because we didn't know where else to put that picture. And then, that's right. And only last year, because of a wonderful man, Lee Larson, Wavy, and John, and many of us in Seva, went to Pritikin, lost a lot of weight, and got healthy. And now, Wavy, I think you're healthy enough to go any place on earth. And so John Gage and the Krasnys and many of your friends here have decided for your 70th birthday, you and John on your 40th anniversary can go anywhere on earth free of charge. Our gift to you, we're Wavy Gravy. Would you like to go? Whisper in my ear. Not only are you going to Ayers Rock, but yesterday we spoke to the Aboriginal family who are the traditional owners of Ayers Rock, and they've said that they have invited you in as a shaman to places of Ayers Rock that nobody else has ever been. So when you go, you'll be going in the way that you should be going, as a holy man going to a holy place. And we are so pleased to be able to give you this gift. Thank you.
That kind of sounds like my ride is here, but I don't think I'm ready to go quite yet. However, I remember 20 years after Woodstock, doing a lot of media. I made this like 11-year-old my media secretary. There were like 20 hippies at the Woodstock, and there were like 10,000 media. And I had a chance to talk about Seva and everything. The last one was Australian television. And they said, do I have anything to say to the people in Australia? And I said, good morning, Australia. Throw another can on the Barbie. And everybody came rolling out of the trailer and rolling on the ground. And it was a spontaneous moment. I just had to share with you. Now, I'd like to thank all the gang, Larry, John, everybody that has done this. I mean, all the people that worked on the science of this. Wasn't that amazing? Speaking of amazing, I'd like to introduce somebody now who I've known for over 40 years. His children have all gone to camp. He was always participating in the kids' room at Grateful Dead shows. He's a wonderful parent, an amazing drummer,
And his name is Mickey Hart. Dedicate this music tonight to my dear friend, companion, King of the Roadies, Ramrod. Thank you.
Best folk singer I ever seen. Chalamokina! great honor for me to introduce the wonderful, the marvelous, the incredible, the dangerous, Wavy Gravy! Give it to me. Fish, watch out, it's a dangerous one.
Thank you.
Sunday and we'll be here. And then my wife put it on my license plate in my car, and I've been rocking with it ever since. And thank you all for singing the Wavy G song. And I hope you continue over the years to keep coming back. We'll keep having these parties. Sometimes for Sava, they'll be called Blues Against Blindness or Sing Out for Sava. And other times it may be my birthday, but we'll just keep coming together once a year. And we're looking to do one in New York. Will you come to New York with me? And I couldn't do this if it wasn't for Tamara Conner that helps me out. Yes, Ramrod, we miss you heartily, and we feel you in our hearts, and we feel you in the rhythm, and we feel you as the hands and sticks go against the drums, because you were always there, and you really got very upset with me and my bubbles, because there's nothing slipperier on a stage floor than bubble juice, and Mickey was always looking to do mess around with bubbles, and then Ramrod always had to deal with the ramifications. And also, people forget this, but Ramrod was the other bus driver besides Neil, and I would shotgun for him. And we would sit there side by side, swapping stories as the great bus further roared through the night, swallowing up great chunks of highway and under the fierce American stars. And it's our America, and we're gonna take it back for sure. It's gonna take about 10 minutes. Okay, I got one. On my 50th birthday, when everybody was saying happy birthday, was they brought out this enormous bathtub. And it was this old style bathtub with claw feet. And the bottom had been sprayed gold, like gold leaf. It looked like a golden bathtub. And all around the top of the bathtub were these enormous candles, plumber's candles. There were 50 of them, and they were lit. And people were singing, and obviously I am supposed to blow out these 50 heckadang plumber's candles. And so I took a deep breath and bent to the task. When from out of the bowels of this chocolate pudding, oh, I forgot to mention, the bathtub is full of chocolate pudding. So I bent down to blow out the candles. From out of the bottom of the pudding comes my then about 13-year-old son with a snorkel and a frog mask. Okay, you have heard the expression, blow your mind. Well, my fontanelle was totally ripped open with that one. I remembered nothing. I remembered not the giant, enormous, huge birthday cake baked at the Bolinas Bakery by David Sobel, who's up there with Ramrod. Bill Graham is checking everybody's laminates. It's all going on. We'll get our turn. Okay. And
How many people remember the time it rained and there was a birthday cake as big as me, and they were covering it with tarpaulins outside, and as people came out, everybody got a bite of cake. You remember that one? That was a good one. Oh my God. It's my extremely big fish. It's a big, large, gigantic trout. And Moshe, you were holding the trout upside down. Do you guys know how to catch trout? They like to be in bubbles, don't we all? And if there's a waterfall, little waterfall or something, the trout are always like there, moving on the bubbles, tickling their undersides. And what you do is you reach down there and you grab one. What you do is you stroke the underbelly of the fish. It slowly, you can feel it, becomes sinambulated. Then you can pick it up. It seems kind of mean and cruel, but you pick it up, it's so happy, and then you cut it open and put it breadcrumbs and fry it up. And it's a delicious thing. It's all about you. I never ate a rubber fish I didn't like. And, okay, this is my new trout. We're not exactly sure his name. He was given me by my friend Avery Joseph, who played here last year. And he has made this amazing album of Hunter Garcia songs that's going to be released in a while. Anyhow, he gave me this fish, and he said, I'm not going to call it Ramrod. No, I'm not. I have a ram named Rod up at camp. No, truly. Truly. He's up there. His name is Rod. Rod Ram, as it is in the phone book. I'm Gravy Wade. And this fish, did I tell you all those backstage passes were sewn on the fish by the surgery class at the University of California. And there was an exam, I think. This is Kilgore number three. This is little Kilgore Jr. We don't know his name yet, but Bruce! I used to have a whale named Moby Richard. In fact, I still have it. I bring it sometimes. I don't know what this fish thing is all about. The beginning of the fish thing, somebody gave me a purse. Not many of you know the story. And it was the first trout. And I put my wallet and phone numbers in it, which I would often lose. But once I put them in the fish, and I'd go out of the room spacing out the fish, and people would say, "Hey man, you forgot your fish." And so I'd have it back again. I had a waiter chase me through the snow in New York City screaming, "Sir, you forgot your fish!" And once I left the fish in a shopping cart in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and this guy found it, went in his bar and was boasting he had Wavy Gravy's fish, and my record producer, no, Abby Hoffman! There's another, Ramrod! Look up Abby Hoffman. He would have been a great old person. And all of you people that are thinking it over, and you're thinking about an early evacuation, you know, probably don't do it. Talk to some friends. It's really interesting around here, and you'd be surprised how many people love you, everybody. And so Abby says, "Give me the fish, it's Wavy Gravy's fish." Let me tell you a great Abby Hoffman story. And remember John Gage is talking about the moratorium in Washington, D.C. And we're doing the moratorium, and Pete Seeger is on stage with everybody singing Give Peace a Chance. And he says, Mitch Miller jumps on stage. Now, Mitch Miller had this thing going, so I'll sing along with Mitch. Only you old people have any idea. Hey, 50 is the new 70. I mean, 70 is the new 50. And Mitch Miller says, let's have a sea of bees. Everybody is swaying with their bees up, singing Give Peace a Chance. And Abby Hoffman leans over and says, they got Norman Luboff in the wings. Now, this is like Mantovani. It's like, they didn't really. He just said that. I said, Abby, what you're saying is Middle America has taken over the peace movement and we can retire. Hey, at that moment, somebody let loose 100 doves and went up and shit on my third eye. Abby says, there's your answer. So I think it's all of us, everybody, to keep on doing it. To keep on saying no to the military-industrial complex. We were in New York City sitting around this long, enormous table in this loft belonging to this woman many of you know by the name of Calico. She had an apartment in New York City, a loft that was an entire city block. And the only catch was you had to walk up about 10 flights of stairs to get to it. But she had no problem putting up 70 or 80 of us for the night. So we parked all the buses in the country, and we take turns going to Calico's.
And Richie!
And, yes, Richie, say hello to Ramrod. Okay. And we have our own graveyard on our property, just as well, as my friends are beginning to die of natural causes. It started out with Black Bart shooting up a stage back in the ancient times. And when you get more than 3 people in the ground, by the rules of California, you grandfather in to be a graveyard. And we do a wonderful thing on the Day of the Dead. We light candles and bring up all our ancestors from the house after we talk about them and bring them up to the graveyard and celebrate. Celebrate, yeah. It's a cool thing. It's a nifty thing, and it's a mystery. And like sweet Iris DeMent, I'm also not only Elaine Walsh, but I am a Dement head. And she says, let the mystery be. Oh yeah, what a song that is. Little Buddha, did you ever see that movie? Okay, so where was I? Woodstock, Abby. So Abby calls up Les Kipple. Les Kipple calls the police. The police take my fish in custody. I get this call. Mr. Hugh Rami, a.k.a. Wavy Gravy. This is the New Hope Police. I thought, jiggers. I said, yes. He said, we have your fish in custody. I said, yeah, because it's got like $500 in it and all my plastic and driver's licenses. And once again, the fish has come through. So when the Grateful Dead were doing this Mardi Gras show, like Iko Waiko, et cetera, they said, Wavy Gravy, we'd like you to lead the Mardi Gras parade. And I didn't want to go first. And I had this vision of these leashes that used to walk invisible fish back in the 70s. And I took my fish purse, took my phone book, and my wallet out, filled it with bubble wrap. I think Cindy did that. And we stitched it up, and I stuck it in the stiffy leash. It's a stiffy. And that was when I first started walking the fish. with, I think my manager, the wonderful Mr. Mark Margolis, was blowing bubbles. And we were, and we had a little light on the fish, and we were walking the fish around the Oakland Coliseum. Hey, hey, hey. I had a wonderful time getting arrested this year in my Santa Claus suit at San Quentin. In fact, our little action at San Quentin caused a stay of execution for this one guy, and he's going to have a new trial and stuff like that. So I felt real good about that. It always used to be this Unitarian minister from Berkeley, Paul Sawyer. I don't know if he's here. They've moved him to Pasadena. But he always, whenever anybody's gonna get zapped or gassed or whatever they're doing these days, he would wake me up at dawn and we would go to the gates of San Quentin and light candles and fool around. And this last time I brought a life preserver for Arnold. And lifesavers for all the inmates. And you know about Wintergreen lifesavers? If you don't, go out and buy a pack of Wintergreen lifesavers, go into a dark room with a mirror, and light down. And green sparks will spurt out of your mouth. I am not making this up. It is a good thing. Speaking of good things, this nose is from Clowns Without Borders. And you can Google them up and get your own. They come from Barcelona. And what I like to do is take a little tiger balm and smear it on the inside of the nose. And it's like hippie Vicks. And you keep your chakras crisp.
Yes.
Breathing in. I calm my body. I do that with the children. Breathing out, let's try it. Breathing in, we calm our body. Breathing out, we smile, relaxing 300 facial muscles. Breathing in, this supreme moment. Breathing out, we know it's a wonderful moment, because in the last 18th of a second, we just did a half-court shot and won the game. So give me three big yeses.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
And these wall of yeses by 150 short people cascade over me every morning at Camp Winterine. And that enables me to rise up out of my whatever infirmities I have and tap dance a little bit. Peculiar travel instructions are dancing lessons from God. I got that from Kurt Vonnegut's book, Cat's Cradle. One of the early ones. Kurt Vonnegut, who drew his picture on my And his latest book has lots of little Kurt Vonnegut quick licks and drawings inside. It's really, really swell. And I mean, Jerry had the film rights to The Sirens of Titan for a long time. I don't know. Who? Who's who? Who's on first? Second? And I'm still, I still like nobody for president, but I'm looking around. Like, when Al Gore ran the first time, I said, think Nader, vote Gore, imagine nobody, because nobody's perfect. But I just hope that when you see Al with a stick out of his ass, he is really amazing. And if you're not sure, Spike Jones made a great video of Al around the house called Al Gore's Dog that is in one of those Believer magazines that the wonderful David Eggers and friends puts out. And support them and The work they do with kids in the Tenderloin is really enormous. And I'm really and so delighted to see so many of the kids who have started out as 7-year-olds that are now helping me run Camp Winter Rainbow. Started when they were 7. We have 150 kids at a time. We also do 1 week for grown-ups, by the way. You can go for 1 day, 2 days, all 7 days, and it's big fun or your money back. Hey, I guarantee it. We only had to give the money back to one guy because there wasn't enough places for him to smoke cigarettes. Please, if you smoke cigarettes, stop smoking cigarettes. I stopped when I was 50. It was very hard. It was very, very hard. One of the things that I used to do if I wanted to light up again, and that lasted for about 10 years. I mean, I stopped when I was 50. I'm 70. And it still took me 10 years to totally get over it. I'd say, well, before I smoke a cigarette, I have to lick a dirty ashtray. That was quite a deterrent for me. It lasted for the 10 years, and then I didn't even want any reason to smoke another cigarette. And I see these young people smoking, and I yell at them. And when I do these events at colleges, I read Allen Ginsberg's amazing poem, "Don't Smoke, Don't Smoke," except I leave out some of the naughty parts. Medicinally, I'd like to say one time, hemp, 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 hemp. I did this talk at this high school, no, element, no, junior high school, no, middle school in San Leandro or something. And I told them that all my clothes were made out of hemp, and they cheered for 10 minutes. I said, you don't understand, you cannot smoke my shirt. You give you a terrible headache. And, you know, think about it. If we kept making this amazing hemp paper, we wouldn't have to be cutting out all these amazing trees. Closer to industrial hemp. Medicinal hemp is here. We just got to keep on struggling. But I'd like to, before everybody got to hemp it, I'd like to stop people killing each other. That's the war I'm in right now. And, you know, one breath at a time.
Three-minute warning, ladies and gentlemen. 3 minutes. Okay. Okay, back to Woodstock. Calico's apartment. We're all sitting around the kitchen table discussing things. And Jack Kerouac says,
they're making them eggs.
If you guys only know how good them bacon and eggs really was, you'd stop writing poetry and dig in. Mexico City Blues. Okay, so we're all digging in. And this guy comes in to the loft looking like Allen Ginsberg on a Dick Gregory night. And he says, hey, how would you like to do this music festival in New York State? We're gonna have this big music festival, and we would like to have you there. And we said, well, we're trying to get out of New York City. My friend Bob Kaufman, the poet, said, cities should be built on one side of the street. So we were looking to evacuate, and the cement apple, as much as I love it, we were looking to get out. And